from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We're going to open this up, and we're going to let this breathe. And by mean breathe, I mean like really let it go. And really see how far we can dive into what the hell is going on right now. And my friends, I present to you a team that was once 10 games ahead in their division.
Damn
that
you.
Is now 5 games back in their division. My friends, adios muchachos.
I just had to.
I ask this one simple question, my friends. Are the Seattle Mariners done?
Oh, dude, cooked. Absolutely cooked, like some pad thai.
Is this like a Donald Trump well-done steak right now?
This is, listen, when we got to the trade deadline, I remember us sitting here like, well, I think that the Mariners made the better moves.
Like Justin Turner, Rosarena, looked like they won the trade deadline.
Jimmy Garcia.
Jimmy Garcia, Julio's coming back.
Pretty sure Jimmy Garcia himself has given up 3 home runs to give up the lead in games, but I digress.
Yeah. So we sit here, I sit here and I ask you, everybody has bad slumps. You know, you win games, you lose games. It doesn't help that the Astros have been hot lately.
Death by 1,000 cuts.
Death by 1,000 cuts. And you saw that Verlander's almost back.
I thought that he got announced that he is back and that he's slated to start here soon.
So my question to you, Joseph Fisher III, are the Mariners cooked?
Yes.
Is this over?
Yes. Put a fork in them, as they say. It's... The vibes, the momentum, like, you made those moves at the deadline, and again, it started okay for the first couple of days, but you're now 5 games back, like, in the blink of an eye, it's like, oh no, like, we're not just losing this division, we are slowly falling back and losing our grip on even competing for it anymore.
When your offense starts to be compared to the Chicago White Sox,
yeah,
we have issues.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how bad it is. I want to say that their batting average is what, like, at a solid, like, 212?
No, that would put it at worst ever. It's 215 right
215.
Now.
215. Excuse me.
They're on pace to maybe catch the worst ever, which I think is, like, the 67 Yankees or 68 Yankees at 214.
And that's batting average,
the night is
strikeout
still young.
Ratio. And that's the one thing that I think that's the most alarming is, like, we've sat here over the last few years and kind of looked at the home run surge, where there's a lot of people that want to talk about strikeouts aren't that big a deal. A strikeout and a single are about the same. Let me tell you what, if you're a Seattle Mariner, I would take a single over a strikeout 1,000% of the time.
Well, can I add that strikeouts are made up with power usually. So when you see strikeouts happening, good players are able to stay out there because they hit home runs, they hit doubles, they bring runs in, and the slugging percentage is usually a lot higher. I don't think anybody on the Mariners has over like a 450 slugging percentage at this point.
And I know there's some managerial comments. I want to hold off on those. We'll get to those in about 10, 15 minutes. But I don't understand. I know there was a lot of talk. Like, remember when T-Mobile was built? We like to coin the phrase, the house that Griffey built, you know, because the Mariners in the 90s were so great that they finally got a brand new stadium. And look, T-Mobile to this day is a top 5 stadium in baseball to visit. Wonderful, wonderful place to catch a game.
And it's held up since it got
built. As a longtime Indians fan, I'd go up there almost every single year and I'd walk around and go, man, this place is amazing. But can you really say, you know, like they say it about Citi Field in New York, Like, can you really say that this stadium is why you don't hit well?
No, because you're batting 222 away from it.
Yeah, this is not about, like, yeah, it's hard to hit home runs in Seattle, but doubles, singles are still there for the taking.
Now, you can pull all the metrics you want, and I was looking at an article today about the pitchers and, like, some of their performance differentials, home versus away, and even those stats backed it up that they are better pitchers at home versus when they're on the road.
Sure, you got a little home field advantage.
Yeah, but
sleep in your bed and the dimensions are nice.
And the article is trying to, you know, kind of make the case that it's because of the batter's eye and that this is it. And it, we already know it's not a hitter friendly park, but this whole last month or so, and now it's funny, we've gotten to the point where we're just like, oh my God, this team just, they, because now they're on a road trip and they still can't hit. And the argument about them starting a month ago was like, well, I don't know, the batter's eye, the way that the stadium is, like, maybe the case, but this team can't hit home or away.
What is it, do you think, Joe, that if a guy like Justin Turner or Rosarena walk in to the team, those are proven vets. I mean, Randy Rosarena is this side of Carlos Beltran, a postseason monster. And Justin Turner's been in the league for 15 years, whatever it is. How is it that these guys show up, have three games of good offense, and then all of a sudden are gone?
I don't know. It's very bizarre, like, how nobody on this team can hit. Like not one. Like, Julio is the exception, and that is barely an exception at this point. And luckily, since the All-Star break and when he came back from the injury, he's been a little bit better. But, again, it is so bizarre watching this entire team and nobody hit outside of Victor Robles.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Which is insane.
I can't.
Extension, Victor Robles.
Yeah, he's actually, since the extension, not hitting. It's like crazy. Well, no, I take that back. He got a couple RBIs with one hit. But it is interesting to see people, like, not maybe wanting to blame the coaching as much. But I'm looking at this organizational approach, y'all. I mean, it's like a 27%+ strikeout rate. That is higher than any kind of team, even mediocre teams, should be. Bad teams don't have that. Like, it's just so bad. Game after game to come out looking at strike three, seeing strike one going down the middle without them swinging. I don't understand if it's just like a lack of confidence or if you're looking at the approach from the top down and nobody's getting right. I mean, it's too small of a sample size, but you do wonder why Ty France all of a sudden is hitting 270 and three bombs in Cincinnati and Justin Turner's coming in hitting .160 in Seattle. It's like, what, 3 weeks, but you still at least wonder.
And like I said, I want to hold off on managerial front office stuff because I want to get into that in about, you know, 8-10 minutes, and we will go there because that does need to be discussed. But we're also just talking about professionals here, people that, especially after the trade deadline, guys that make a career, make their living on hitting the baseball, that all of a sudden cannot hit the baseball. Like, is there something in the water? Is it elevation? I mean, is it the weather? Like, is Seattle so fun that they can't focus on baseball? I don't understand it. This is the stat that I will throw out. I heard this stat, and it's absolutely mind-blowing. And we can go on for eons and eons about this pitching staff, and this pitching staff is unequivocally the best in baseball. I will not hear an argument from anyone else.
I want to say their five starters all have a sub-4 ERA.
This starting pitching staff reminds me of the Braves in the 90s, except for 4 and 5 are as good as Maddox, Smoltz, and Glavine. And I'm not going there, but I'm saying statistically, that's how good it looks. Since the All-Star break, the Seattle Mariners have thrown 20 quality starts. If you don't know what a quality start is, that's 6 innings with 3 or less runs. In those 20 games, the Seattle Mariners are 9-11. 9-11.
That's disgusting.
And I would love to see how many of those guys threw into the seventh, because I'll bet you it's 10 of those 20. And you are 9-11.
Yeah.
I thought this bullpen was good. This bullpen is not good.
Well, you're not giving the bullpen any run support. Like, even if you are taking it into the late into the game with a lead, it's maybe a 1-2 run lead. Honestly, I feel like I have never seen anything like this. I mean, we're getting to that territory as far as, like, worst batting average, worst hitting team of all time. So, I mean, literally, I mean, I would have to go and look up historical seasons of teams with the worst batting performance, hitting performance of all time collectively. But again, just like looking at a team that is this dominant on one side of the game in pitching and then this poor on the batting hitting side, I have never seen a bigger disparity on a single team than this Mariners team this year.
It's like 100-win pitching staff and then 100-loss like group of hitters.
Yes, it's
so crazy.
You're literally worse at hitting than the White Sox at this point.
I have this stat from,
and they could be the worst team of all time.
I have this stat from Sunday. Okay. So we don't count last night's absolute disaster against the Dodgers.
10 more strikeouts last night, by the way.
On June 18th, the Seattle Mariners had a 91.7% chance to make the playoffs.
Yep.
As of Sunday, 21.4.
Yeah.
That's a drop in 70%.
Yeah, do you know in that stretch they have the second worst record in all of Major League Baseball?
Behind the Chicago White Sox.
It's like, are you freaking kidding me?
I want to say that it was a graphic the other day, teams with the biggest jump in playoff odds and then biggest drop in playoff odds over whatever time frame. I don't know if it was June, May, what have you. I can find it, but Mariners were the number one team on that list as far as odds dropping over the length of time. I'll find it for you.
I think a big part of this is that players got to play, and players aren't playing right now. But this is where, like, look, longtime Cleveland guy, okay? Longtime Cleveland guy, current Cleveland guy, thank God. Longtime Cleveland guy. And I've watched Charlie Manuel, Mike Hargrove, Eric Wedge, Manny Acta, the beautiful and wonderful Hall of Famer Terry Francona, and now Stephen Vogt find a bunch of dudes that don't know how to play baseball and make them play baseball. So that's where the next question is. Where does management fall into this? And I'm not just saying the hitting coach, the offensive coordinator, the pitching coach, the manager. I'm talking front office and everything. And that's what really needs to be addressed with this team.
Funny enough, the three of those guys that you just mentioned ended up working for the Mariners, including Manny Acta right now. It's just crazy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Quartet pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.